Hola, and welcome to your weekly adventure on High Plains Passport. The clock is ticking, as always, and that dreaded date on my plane ticket is approaching. When I booked it, it seemed so far in the future, and now it's just in a few days. All that anxiety, that unknowingness from my initial departure, now falling upon me again, but in a different form. It's been a long time since I even thought about my own bed, the one I once missed. My back, thank goodness resilient, is accustomed to a different bed practically every night. Packing has become part of my daily agenda. I assure you, there is no grass growing underneath my feet. That departure date seems incredibly insensitive to my ways. It looms and reminds me my lifestyle is about to change. Feeling bewildered by memories still brilliant in my mind, I have sought out a little silence, a slumber, before the storm. Dirt roads have led me down the mountainous cauldron to the shores of Lago Coatepeque. It's not the largest lake in El Salvador, nor is it the most popular, but to me, it's perfect. There's only one thing on my itinerary for tonight, which is my entire stay. All I want to do is watch the sunset over the lake and behind the mountains. I recently stumbled across a poem from an El Salvadoran poet, and I would like to share it with you as we wait for dusk to descend. The author is Daisy Cubayes. The name of the poem is Life. Sitting on the border of the street of the times, I see life run away between my fingers. I see time jump fast and disappear. Yesterday, we were all children, full of hope. Today, we are adults looking to life and problems and wondering if we will be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, what is waiting for us? Old age? Sadness? Or maybe a nursing home in a forgotten neighborhood? I think this poem resonates with me because one of the reasons that I did this journey in the first place was so that I could hold memories, not regret, next to me when I'm sitting in that rocking chair in the nursing home. That is, if my destiny allows such longevity. Tomorrow will soon be yesterday, and my time in Central America will slowly fade. When I say fade, I mean in magnitude, because travels never completely fade into nothingness. Parts always remain. I mean magnitude, because right now it is traveling that defines me. But with time, this feeling will fade, and reality and various responsibilities will resume. But I still have this moment, the setting sun, serene on my face. My eyes squint from reflective rays in memory lane. My eyes close completely, and a grin washes upon my lips. I see memories of other lakes, like Lake Nicaragua, Lake Yohoa in Honduras, and Lake Atitlan in Guatemala, where this journey began. Ah, life. The sun now is saying goodbye. The darkness of dusk has come in from the east and is swallowing what's left of the sun. The lake sends a breeze from the mountains. It sings, enticing the stars to shine. It's not the sound of the sea, but the wind over wheat that will soon put me to sleep. High Plains Passport is written and produced by Valerie Smith. Music from Jose Gonzalez and myself. Special thanks this week to Dr. Verma of the Cancer Center at St. Catherine in Garden City, Kansas. Discover more about all the regional programs you enjoy on High Plains Public Radio by visiting our website, hppr.org.